I consider myself an expert on anxiety. Now, let me be clear, not in how to treat it, though I am a therapist. I mean, I'm an expert in feeling it, in experiencing it. I know anxiety, which is why one of my favorite commands in all the Bible is the command, do not worry. Now, that's a command I can get excited about. Jesus said it first, and then the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, added his take on it when he said this, do not be anxious about anything. Anything? That's a lot of things. That's a whole bunch of things not to be anxious about. How do I do this, Paul? Well, in the verses surrounding that verse, we get some help. First, we got to name it. Paul wouldn't echo this command of Jesus unless he knew that anxiety is such a struggle for many of us. So have you owned up to it in your life? Have you named it? Second, we got to examine it. Do not be anxious about anything. What's the anything for you? What is it that's really fueling your anxiety? Perhaps it's not a surface level thing, but it's down below maybe. Maybe it's connected to something in your life story that hasn't been dealt with. And if you're dealing with clinical anxiety, consider finding a good counselor to help you examine it. It's one of the ways God cares for us, through others. Don't try and manage this all by yourself. So name it, examine it, and third, we gotta pray it. Paul says, but by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. What are your requests? God wants to hear them. Don't talk yourself out of this. Oh, this is too small in our world of problems. Oh, this just seems silly, or I've prayed this before. Does he really want to hear it again? He sure does, because he loves you. Present all of your requests to him through prayer. And then fourth, we got to replace it. There's that little phrase Paul sneaks in there, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. As we allow our thoughts to drift more and more to those things we're thankful for, our anxiety begins to step back a bit, doesn't it? And here's one of those things that we can be thankful for. You have a God who is so committed to your ultimate good that he came to this world in Jesus and he took all your mess upon himself, including all that anxiety you carry, and he carried it to a cross. When he's your everything, you don't have to be anxious about anything.